Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin. This is Sacred Sunday Morning, Volume 2, Part 2. We're here today with guest best-selling artist, president of Watchfire Music, and wife, Julia Wade. And we've been exploring songs from the Bible and their impact on our lives. When Julia and I first fell in love, one of the first things I did was to take her to one of my favorite places on the planet, Jamaica, in the Caribbean. For a decade, I had owned a house in Antigua, an island off the coast of South America, also in the Caribbean. And then, for another decade, I had the use of a villa in Jamaica. I would often go south to write and enjoy the world beyond the steel and concrete of New York City. I could never imagine falling in love and then skipping the wonders of Jamaica. So, off we went. Each morning, we would rise early and run the roads in the heat, and upon returning, fall fully dressed, exhausted, into the pool, and then sit down to a breakfast of mangoes and papaya, de breadfruit, de Johnny cakes, and fresh pineapple juice. Then Julia would retire to her hammock with a book in the shade of the banyan tree, and I would grab my guitar and sit on the balcony overlooking the sea and write. Sometimes I would even wake up early and write on the balcony as the sun rose before me from the sea. This next song, another staple in the repertoire of Julia, came from just one of those mornings. Its lyrics were from the feathered pen of King David, one of my favorite writing partners of my life in music. And is it any wonder? The beauty of these thoughts and the way he put these words together can only be described as one of the most beloved and gorgeous inspirations of poetry in the history of mankind. We'll never know of his melody, his music. Sadly, that's been forgotten. So I hope I have done it justice. Be with me now on that balcony as the red sun rises from a pink sea and the blue-black sky turns golden. Julia Wade, Song.
How precious are your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them! How grand! If I could count them all, O God, they are more in number than the sand. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy care? If I ascend up into heaven,
you are there.
surely the darkness shall cover me. Even the night shall light my way. Yea, the darkness cannot hide from thee, but with you the night shines as the day. And I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I will are thy works, O God, and that my soul knows right well. How precious are your thoughts, O God. How great is the sum of them, how grand. If I could count them all, oh God, they are more in number than the sand. They are more in number than the sand. They are more in
Revelation, the last chapter of the New Testament in the Bible, has often been called St. John on the Isle of Patmos on psychedelics. It is the visionary imagination of John delving full bore into both spiritual and religious imagery, both poetic and otherworldly. Some of John's visions are far beyond my own spiritual imagination, but within the chapter of Revelation are many immaculate images of truth. I've spoken several times in past episodes of a production I created that ran in New York City, both at Lincoln Center and off-Broadway, called The River. I needed a powerful closer for this show that was a spiritually based gospel concert. I decided to take a shot at the chapter of Revelation and spent a great amount of time poring over the chapter to find a basic theme for the song that would use some of the best of John's poetry. The writing of this song was, for me, a total immersion into the chapter and produced a 9-minute opus that closed the show on a most powerful note. Subsequently, the song found its way into the performances of the Jenny Burton Experience, and then as the closer of our New York concert, Is Anybody Listening, as well. Sacred Sunday Morning would be incomplete without this seminal collaboration between St. John and me. Here is the recorded version performed so definitively by the Jenny Burton Experience.
The Jenny Burton Experience. The Revelation of St. John and Peter Link.
Spirit. Spirit on the Lord's Day. And I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
Spake unto me, and I saw seven golden candlesticks and seven heavenly stars, and one like unto the Son of Man, the Son of Man.
Sound of many waters,
was as the sound of many waters,
as the sound of
saying, I am he that liveth, and I am he that died, and now behold, I am alive forevermore. I am he that liveth, and I am he.
Every man according to their works.
And whatsoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the sea of fire. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the sea of fire.
Yeah.
Now I have a question for you.
Okay.
Years ago, you wrote a song for me to sing entitled The Christ Lives On. It debuted on my first album with you, Upon the Mountain, which still sells well today. However, the actual song never sold well as a single. A few people bought it, but though I thought it was a beautiful song, it seems that nobody else did. We've had so much success together. But why do you think that song wasn't particularly successful?
Good question. That surprised me as well. It was probably not the music that sabotaged it, more likely the lyric. I remember that I wrote the song from the point of view of Mary Magdalene, who, as we know, was present at the crucifixion of Jesus. It was written for Easter. I imagined that when they took his body down from the cross, that she was there, still caring for him. She wanted to make sure that even if he had passed, that the soldiers would respect him and deal with the body conscientiously. Mary, like many of the other disciples, was not yet of the elevated mentality to understand that the body of Jesus was not the Christ. Remember that in those days the Bible never used first and last names, but rather a first name, and then often instead of a last name, the person was known for what they did, not just another name, like Peter the fisherman, John the Baptist, John the Beloved, Herod the King. So his name was Jesus the Christ. The Christ was what he did, or what he brought into the world. The body of Jesus had died, but the Christ lives on. Mary discovers this and says to the soldiers, "If you want his body, take it down. I can't bear to watch. Hold his head. Be gentle. Don't let what went on before. If you want his body, take it away. Do the things you do. But close his eyes. Be gentle. I just can't take any more. I will not watch. I will not weep, but I'll not ever let him go. For in the way he lived his life, he taught me all I know. Now the man is gone, yet in me the Christ lives on." Perhaps your average churchgoer thought the lyric was just too graphic, too human. I, for one, like the human touch, the love of Mary, caring for Jesus, while in her, the Christ idea of the man lived on.
I think for the worldwide congregations I was singing to, your gorgeous song was an idea ahead of its time. Yeah, it was more human than they were used to. The board of directors of the International Church actually met and had a discussion about whether I could sing this. They were truly interested in it. But for the worldwide congregation, it was deemed, like you said, more human than would be accepted. I'm so glad that today, this song is finally getting a much wider opportunity to be heard. It deserves to be brought forth and sung.
Julia Wade, The Christ Lives On.
His body, take it down. I can't bear to watch. Hold his head, be gentle. Don't let what went on before. If you want his body, take it away. Do the things you do. But close his eyes, be gentle. I just can't take it. anymore. I will not watch, I will not weep, but I'll not ever let him go. For in the way he lived his life, he taught me all I know. Now the man is gone, yet in me the Christ lives on. So if you want his body, do what you will. Lay him in his grave. But let me wash his feet first, then you may take him away. And through the darkness of these hours, I must not let my weakness show. For as he lived, so then shall I, and that is all I know. Gone. Yet in me the Christ lives on. And in the years that lie ahead, the world will learn to love this man the way he lived, the things he said. But through it all, the Christ lives on.
We all know the story of Mary Magdalene finding the body of Jesus missing 3 days after his crucifixion at the sepulcher when someone had rolled the stone away. But then, Peter, you went again into your imagination and wrote another song from Mary's point of view that took place at the last morning meal by the sea when Jesus advised the disciples who were fishing to recast their nets on the right side. I loved how you placed me high on a cliff overlooking the beach, the sea, and the boat. Me, the 13th disciple, a woman who probably could not hang out with the men in those last moments, but still was there, watching from afar. I remember that morning so well. I remember. I was there.
There as he stood upon the shore.
Julia, we haven't dealt much with Jesus' power to heal. Let's make this closing song reflect the incredible works of the Master on just that subject, on healing. I can't think of a better song to do that than yet another of your repertoire classics, There is a Balm in Gilead. Tell us about your experience with this classic song and give us some insight into its lyric.
Oh, there is so much I could say about this amazing song. It has a long history. We know it originally as a spiritual that came from a verse in the book of Jeremiah, which asks, "Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people?" This Old Testament verse was later reinterpreted to mean that Jesus, the Christ, was the balm that came to heal us of our wounds. It was so natural to take this song further and write new verses to tell the story of Jesus' healings and how that Christ, his balm, is still with us today.
And finally, Julia Wade, There is a Balm in Gilead.
Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again.
So, there you have it, Scattershot Symphony, Episode 9, Volume 2, Parts 1 and 2.
Next, Episode 10, On My Way Home, An Immigrant's Lament. We'll look at the writing of this new song from the pen of Peter Link and discuss with guest artist and videographer Sky Malone the making of the new music video.
Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. The lyrics from the song Creation come from the prose writings of Mary Baker Eddy.
Thanks to Jenny Burton and Peter Link for joining me on Isaiah 40. The background vocalists on Isaiah 40 were Daryl Tookes, LaTanya Hall, and Margaret Dorn, who also did the vocal arrangement.
The Jenny Burton Experience singing Revelation was comprised of Margaret Dorn, Keith Fluitt, Steve Abrams, Stephanie James, John James, Don Corey Washington, Andrika Hall, Chrissy Faith, and Brannis McKenzie. And of course, Jenny.
There is a balm in Gilead's lyrics are traditional, based on Jeremiah 8:22, with additional lyrics by Peter Link and Clara M. Brooks. The background vocals were arranged by John Danny Madden.
And thanks to Watchfire Music, Nathan Bergdorf, and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig von Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.